Blog Talk Radio.
Something has to break. And I believe something has to break. With all the things going on in the world right now, all the protesting, all the looting, you got military officials deploying National Guard units into the cities, I mean, my God, something has to break. We got this pandemic. They're reporting more, thousands upon thousands more being infected by COVID-19. I just say, Lord, I'm going to keep praying. Something has to break. It's my expectation that something is going to happen on the miraculous side. I mean, just absolutely extraordinary. That's going to blow our minds if we just stay humble, stay disciplined, and stay dedicated to the work that God has for us to do. Amen, everybody. Thank you and welcome to another live broadcast of God's Word to Man. I am your brother, your host tonight, Brother Manny. Again, I know you're used to our dear brother Nate on this night, but he will be back shortly, soon as possible. He had a death in the family. For those of you who don't know, so let's keep him in our prayers. Amen. Tonight is heart-to-heart night. You know what that means. Our dear brother Eddie Lee and the Handmaidens will come on tonight. And we even will have a special guest today. Hopefully we can continue the discussion on spiritual and physical health, prosperity, and long life, longevity here on the earth. Yesterday we posed a question. Why are God's people, Christians, born-again believers, why are they passing away at such a young age? Or as the cliche, or as they say, it's a saying in the world, why do the good die so young? That's the question I pose to you tonight. Why are we supposed to be men and women of faith? We're supposed to be children in the kingdom of the Most High God. We are being diagnosed with so many of these diseases, cancer and diabetes and heart disease and stroke and high blood pressure, all these things. But we serve a God that is a healer, that is a savior and a redeemer. And he sent his son to die for us on a cross so that we may be delivered, that the captive may be set free. The Bible says in Isaiah 53 that he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So why are we dying at such a young age? Why are believers dying at such a young age? Well, we're going to continue part of that conversation in the first half of this broadcast. And we're going to have a special guest that will come on in a few minutes. And she's a young lady who is, used to be a registered nurse. Well, she still is a registered nurse. She just hasn't practiced in a while. And she switched from being a registered nurse working in hospitals, emergency rooms, in a different, you know, wards of the sick. And she got tired of seeing the sick come to her day in and day out and prescribing medications that she knew were not helping. And so what did she do? She stepped away from practicing and she started to research holistic remedies, herbal remedies that could aid in the cure of some of these ailments. I didn't say that they were going to cure anything. I said they could aid in some of the recovery of some of these sickness and diseases. Now, she'll be on in a little bit. Before we get to that, I want to let you know you are listening to a live broadcast of God's Word to Man, Heart to Heart with Brother Eddie Lee and the Handmaidens. I'm going to bring my brother on in a second. You can go follow us on Facebook. We're there, God's Word to Man. If you're on social media, go like and follow our page so that you can be notified whenever we go live on broadcast or when we go live on Facebook. That's right. You can find our photos there. You kind of know what we look like. So you can put a face to the voice. Amen. And so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring our brother on. God bless you, Brother Lee. How are you tonight?
Oh, good evening, shalom, brother, and
shalom,
grateful and thankful for another day, a precious gift. Today is a gift from God and a gift of life that he has given us, which is a gift of opportunity. And so we thank God for this grand and great opportunity to come and share and also communicate the love of God in Christ and concerning redemption, salvation, and to know the will of God for your life. And so this is Handmaiden Life. We are a people of the kingdom of God, and we represent the Church of Christ with the larger message. And so we're grateful for the opportunity to fellowship and to communicate tonight with the Handmaidens and our brother Emmanuel being the host. Thank God. And also to speak to all the people round about, and especially the women of God, because most of the women of the world, the one that has the first fruit of raising their children in the next nation and the next people that's about to take their place on the earth. So we give special honor and recognition to the women, wives, and mothers, and the ambassadors for the Lord, and all of the women in particular who have the responsibility to be a mother, called to be a mother. So thank God for his grace today through our Lord Jesus Christ and his death and his suffering, and for us to redeem us from the curse of Adam, the curse of the law, and the curse of ignorance. So we are talking just heart to heart and face to face about what the Lord desired for his people concerning health, not only just healing and health. Now, I want to like you to read a scripture here in Psalms 103. But most of all, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge you in the Holy Spirit and the blood of the New Testament and the power of your resurrection. And acknowledge you and invite the Holy Spirit to give us light and understanding that everyone that hears us may benefit and be blessed. We thank you and we give you glory. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms 103. Yes, sir. Psalms 103
says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases."
Yes, read the next two verses.
Okay. "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles."
Wow. That's some good news, isn't it?
That's some very good news.
I think they got the wrong side of God. We're about to see the goodness of our Lord. So it's a lot of people today, the devil has been spreading a lot of lies about the Lord, our Lord Jesus, and all over the earth, thinking that he's doing all these evil and destructive things to his people, and he's to blame. And we're about to straighten that thing out and give the straight shoot of the gospel, which is the good news about what he really desires for his people. One more scripture before we begin. Psalms 107. Psalms 107, verse 19 and verse 20.
So Psalms 107, verse 19 and 20 says, "Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions."
Oh, that's some more good news, isn't it?
Oh, that's some very good news.
We started on the road of good news tonight. And because all over the earth, you know, in every place, people are suffering some sort of destructive thing, some destruction is upon their lives. And it's in the form of whatever, grief, anxiety, not having proper care or nutrition or health or medicine or food. And most of all, destruction of their eternal hope. And so we're going to talk about the physical presence of the gospel for your life as you live in this world. I think, brother, that a lot of people are under the impression that the Lord has designed and purposed that we live a life of afflictions, disease, destruction. That's just how God wants us to live, how he wants us to be. And we just got some good news. As we read the scripture, we see that's not really, we got a glimpse of it, that that's not what is his will for our life. So people just say, well, I just have to, you know, this is what the will of God is, you know, and that's the way it has to be. I'll get to heaven, then everything will be all right. Yes. That's true. When you get to heaven, you won't have this flesh and this human and blood body to deal with anymore. If you have made reservation to get to heaven, then you won't have to deal with it. But while you're living your 40, 50, 60, 70, and 80 years, how does he want you to be an example to all the world? Because he called is a covenant of life, a covenant of life. I came that you might have life. Jesus said, I came that you might the fullness of life, and that your life may be full of joy and full of abundant peace and love, and above all things that you prosper and be in health. That's some good news there, brother.
That's great news.
I think if your daddy really loves you, he wants the best for you. And just like you, if you are a daddy or father, you're in your right mind and sound mind, have love, you want the very best for your children and your offsprings. And so we know the Lord Jesus. We know that he wants the very best for his people. And so we're just so grateful that we're learning about what he really designs for us. And you have a starting comment before our guests come on or something?
Yeah, so absolutely. Thank you for that, brother. One of the things that kind of sparked a further conversation even after we got off the broadcast was the notion that a lot of the saints are coming down sick. A lot of saints are coming down sick with diseases and cancer, and it seems like no matter how much we pray, that God is not healing people and that people are making their transition. And so we wonder, like, you know, is God hearing our prayer? He said he would heal us and that healing was the children's bread and that by his stripes we were healed. And so why are people still passing away? And so we begin to look at the different factors. And as you pointed out yesterday, that a lot of individuals in the church, they grow up and they live their lives eating such an unhealthy diet, a diet rich in different processed foods and greasy foods and fatty foods and foods that were not made for us to consume. Yes, we can eat them and digest them, but it doesn't mean that they are good for us. And as a result, we as a people, especially African-American people, we are developing all different types of sickness and disease because we just chalk it up to, well, God will heal it because I'm his child, and so I continue to eat the way I want to eat and live the life I want to live, and God will take care of it. Well, some of these people are passing away or living lives with the disease, and it's basically hurting them. They're in constant pain, you know. And then the other flip side of that is that we encountered COVID-19, the coronavirus. And people with pre-existing issues like diabetes, like heart disease, like asthma, and all these different diseases, cancers and stuff, they are predisposed to acquiring, or they're in a position where they can acquire the COVID-19 more easily than someone that's perfectly healthy. And so we have a lot of people passing away due to complications from COVID-19 because they have pre-existing issues. And so what my friend has done by working in the hospital, she has firsthand account being a nurse, and she was the one that's always there giving people their medication. She told me that she would be giving the medication and seeing the people get worse, and that bothered her. And so she stepped away from the profession, and she started researching other holistic methods of healing your body. Now, just some background about her. Her mother also, my friend, her mother recently passed last year of cancer. So it's an issue that's very, very dear to her heart, and that has hit close to home. So when she calls in, you know, I promised her we'd only probably keep her a few minutes just to kind of tell us a little bit about what she does and why she does it and the things that she's seen in the hospital and why it's important that we leave this dairy alone and leave some of this meat alone. So whenever she calls in, that'll be great. If she doesn't call in at all, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll keep going with the broadcast, but I thought that we could give her like 5 or 10 minutes just to kind of talk about that. so that the people know this isn't just us spouting off something, that here's a professional that saw it firsthand.
Yes, right. Often, in order to get at the some of the issues that face us today in all the world, you kind of got to go back and lay a platform and a foundation how this all of this stuff. By the way, I call, in the Old Testament, a lot of these things are called curses. And you don't use that word in the New Testament. It's not used that often. But in the Old Testament, what we call before Christ came, the word curse is used a lot. I don't know if you read. And he said, curses shall you be. And curses shall you be in the field. And curses shall you be if you don't heed what I say. And curse shall come upon you. And this shall come upon you and take you away. And then it talks about you shall be afflicted. But if you heed my ordinance and heed my voice and my statute, he said, none of these things will overtake you and take you out. And your days will not be filled with grief nor sorrow, neither will you die premature death. Now, you can look at the Old Testament about the promises for Israel. Israel were God's chosen people at that time, and God still made a covenant with them and a promise to them. And you can go and read the blessings and the cursings in the book of Deuteronomy, verse 26 to 28. And he says, I will bless you. And you'll see that word used, the term bless. I will favor you, and I will command life upon you, which is mean health, spiritual welfare, physical, mental, and psychological and spiritual wellness. That's what it means. And financial wellness. Do you know that we'll later get on? Do you know how many people are dying because of anxiety? And besides the physical abnormality, a lot of people are going. But along with that is the worry what. The worry, I call it the worry what, because it comes to whop you out. And it creates fear, anxiety. It's an oppression. And Jesus dealt with the thinking of people, because the key to your health starts with your mind, with your thinking. Everything starts with your lack of understanding or understanding. That's why the Bible says in the book of wisdom, Proverbs 4 and Proverbs 3, above all you're getting, get wisdom, get understanding. And he said, as a result of that, you will have the abundance of riches. And the riches is just not talking about money alone or wealth. It's talking about your life. So the sin and disease and death came into the world originally through Adam's rebellion and transgression. That's how sin, sickness, disease, and death in and into the world. Because man was made whole. Adam was made completely whole. That was no sickness, no disease, no death. Until he broke a law. Now, the breaking of this spiritual law caused what we call mayhem to enter into the world. And so you always got to go back to the original, the root cause of stuff. And, what came was the open door to cause all this to happen. Now, sin is transgression, rebellion, disobedience of a law, a covenant law of God. In it, when you violate it, there is a actually negative consequence when you violate the law. And Adam violated this law. He said, if you violate this law and partake of that which I command you not to partake, you shall surely die. You shall surely experience death. Adam experienced immediately spiritual death. Secondly, his body and everything in his body began to corrode and to die and corrupt it. And not only did he experience spiritual death, he experienced a mental and emotional and a physical destruction upon his flesh. Now, this is how this thing got started. The Bible says Satan is the author of all lies and deception. So, now, he uses lies, deceptions, ignorance to destroy. And so we have to take the word of God and the gospel to kind of refuse some of all these lies and misnomers and ignorance that Satan has put up on us so our life can be full of grief and sorrow. And it takes a lot of time to kind of diffuse some of this stuff. Did God intend for us to be sick and diseased and oppressed? No.
Right. No. No. And I as a matter of fact, the young lady has called in, brother. I want to bring her on so we can hear her
Great.
Account of this.
Great.
God bless you, Alicia. You are on God's Word to Man. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. And you?
Feeling great. I want to say that we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
Welcome. Welcome, dear sister. We are great to have you. Brother Lee.
Yeah. Man. So, I was asked to come on just to talk about, you know, natural ways to help your body. I'm a firm believer in the different foods that you put in your body make a huge difference. And healing your body and just having a balance. Certain things that you eat, like fruits and vegetables, give you a lot of the nutrients that you need. Fiber, you get your vitamins, your minerals, calcium, all types of things from fruits and vegetables. Then you have your nuts, you get protein. Actually, vegetables and fruits actually have protein in them as well. Now, when it comes to, I don't know if anybody has any questions or anything.
No, we don't have any questions yet. I was just telling them, Alicia, about how you are practicing registered nurse, or you were practicing as a nurse. You were a registered nurse, and how you stepped away and you became a personal trainer and started studying, you know, very holistic ways to heal the body and to help the body. Can you tell us a little bit about what led to you kind of just kind of walking away and not practicing? I mean, I know you were telling me that, you know, you were giving medications to people and people were coming in sick and stuff like that. And you just sort of saw that it was counterproductive what you were doing. If you're at liberty to discuss.
Oh, yes. So me, myself, I actually started in the health field at 16 years old. I became a CNA. I worked as a CNA for about 10 years. Then I got my LPN license. I wanted to go straight forward to becoming an RN. My mother was an RN, so I kind of followed her footsteps. And my mom, she really believed in eating good and taking care of yourself through foods that you eat. So I kind of followed that. And when I became an RN, things kind of really got real for me. I became a supervisor, and I decided I didn't really like the fact of passing medications out to people because all the side effects that they have. If you read each and every medication that you take, it has different side effects. So medications usually, they help cover up the symptoms that you have with whatever disease that you have, but they don't cure it. They don't make it better. Sooner or later, you'll have sooner or later you'll have another symptom from a mm-hmm. side effect of a medication. So I stopped wanting to pass medication because I didn't want the side effects. I was pregnant with my child. She's now 4 years old, and I just that door closed, and I gained a lot of weight during my I worked as a nighttime supervisor, so I gained a lot of weight. I gained like 60 pounds within a year. So I was very stressed out. The nurses, the doctors that I was working with, they smoked, they ate bad. And it's like we are supposed to help people, but we are leading them into the wrong way. My mother, she had cancer. My mother passed. She had cancer. And I remember taking her to a doctor appointment and asking them, well, what should you take? Like, what kind of foods would make this better? What would make this procedure go better? And the nurse's response was, it doesn't matter what you eat. And I was just like, really? You're going to tell my mom it doesn't matter what you eat? Because, you know, certain medications, they do what they do. So anyways, along my journey of living, there's a few different things that I've done for myself to, like, being a nurse, I've gotten UTIs before. You know, we work long hours, don't really drink any water, don't go to the bathroom. So by the time I'm done with my 12 hours, my 16-hour shift, I'm, like, dehydrated and I'm not nourished. So I've gotten UTIs. So I've treated myself with a lot of vitamin C, just different things that I've done, and I've helped other people with different things, foods. Herbs are foods, all that. So I stepped away from that. I took myself on a journey. I lost 95 pounds, just changing the way I eat. Changing the way I eat completely. First, I started with just eating fish and eggs. I left alone all my carbs, like breads, and I love like sweets and stuff. I cut it out because I was determined to lose all that weight. Then I kind of went towards an alkaline diet, a vegan alkaline diet, and just doing that diet, it really changed my life. Like, my energy level is better, skin is better, just stomach bloating.
Like overall.
Overall, certain foods that you eat just really bloat you, constipate you, keep you sluggish, you know? It's not normal to eat a meal and want to go to sleep. That's not okay. You should eat something and have a lot of energy. So, yeah.
So I think that is such a great testimony and a great story to share with people, because there are a lot of people out there who do eat and then they go sit on the couch and they unbuckle their pants and fall asleep. There are a lot of people who don't understand why they can't seem to, you know, kick these medications that they're taking for all these diseases and stuff like that. So talk a little bit about, you know, the herbs and some of the things that you discovered can aid in addition to obviously lifestyle, your diet, some of the herbs and stuff that you researched that can aid into helping with a healthier lifestyle.
Okay. For instance, like, my favorite herb is sea moss, because it has 92 vitamins and minerals in it. It helps with constipation. It has iodine in it, calcium, magnesium. It helps with muscle recovery, helps with constipation, helps with your skin. It just gives you a lot of energy. That's my number one herb that I like. It's a seaweed. And then bladderwrack. That's another one. Oh, so sea moss, it actually removes the mucus from the body. That's what.
Right. We were talking
so
about mucus yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So any disease processes that you might have, it's pretty much a buildup of a toxin in your body. So So CMOS really helps break that stuff down. Like if you have a respiratory issue, it'll help break that down. If you have, like, what is that, endometriosis, like females, they have that buildup of, like, cysts in their ovaries. It helps break that down. Any kind of cyst, any kind of, like, cancer, anything like that, it helps break it down. So I really like the CMOS. It's millions of herbs. Like you have elderberry, helps with flu. You have bladderwrack, it helps remove different toxins from the body via urination. It also has vitamins and minerals in it. You have burdock root. Burdock root is a root, and it actually detoxes the liver, and it has a whole bunch of other benefits to it. There's millions of herbs, and herbs are food. Just like if you eat your berries, excellent antioxidants. Watermelon, excellent antioxidants. Plenty of water in there. Your greens, your kale, you have calcium in there. It's just you are what you eat. I can go on and on with millions of different herbs that we have, you know.
I know. I know. We have these conversations all the time. You, my wife, and I, we talk about this stuff all the time. And so we don't want to keep you long. I want to ask the brother and the sister that's on the line. By the way, God bless you, Sister Anderson. Thank you for joining us.
God bless you and welcome, sister.
Thank you.
Amen. So I want to give them an opportunity if they want to ask you some questions before we let you go. Brother Lee, would you like to ask Alicia any questions?
What about the custom and what we eat and how many times we eat? What is the Western custom is about called three meals a day, and what about that Western custom that you have to eat three meals a day, or you have to eat breakfast is the most important part of your diet or your regimen? What do you think about that?
Yes, I believe breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You wake up early in the morning, you have a burst of energy. You need to keep that going. That's when you first wake up. But when it comes to three meals a day, I need people to get it out of their head that I need to eat this huge or this big plate of food as a meal. It depends on what you're eating. It depends on what you're eating. If you're eating a plate of a whole bunch of fruits and vegetables, you can eat as much as you want. But when it comes to different foods, eating that three times a day, you don't need to. It all depends on what your goal is. What is your goal? If, you know, you can eat more. You can eat smaller meals throughout the day if you want to lose weight, if that's a goal. If you want to just maintain a healthy lifestyle, you can do the same thing. Because basically, you just want to keep on nourishing your body and giving your body energy, if that makes sense. So when it comes to three meals per day, like, you can eat your breakfast at dinner. Like, it doesn't matter. Meals are just, it's just food to replenish your body. You don't have to break it down like that. You can eat stuff more often.
Right. So I guess what you're saying is it just depends on what you're eating. Like, if you're eating three meals a day, doesn't have to be fried chicken and three sides from Popeyes or a big breakfast. And then, you know, you go out for a big, you know, Chinese buffet or whatever like that, and you're eating three times a day.
Mm-hmm. And then it's more, and a lot of people lack water intake. And so it is very important. A lot of people think, okay, well, I'm hungry, so I'm going to go eat something. You might not even be hungry. You might just be thirsty. You should drink more water throughout the day also. So that should hold you over a little bit because, yeah.
Okay.
You don't need to. go crazy with that.
Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Sister Anderson, did you have a question before we let Alicia go?
No, not really a question, but I think that when you do wake up in the morning, I think if you, this is my own personal opinion now, that if you take something in your stomach, it should be maybe a good warm cup of tea or a good something, you know, something hot. I believe if you're going to take in something, that it should be something hot and not necessarily a meal.
Okay, that's fine too. You can drink something hot, you know, coffee, unless it's like organic coffee, but tea is great. You can drink tea. I suggest people drink water when they first wake up. The first thing that you can do is let your body cleanse itself out. Water is so important.
Yes, it is.
But, tea is great, too. Tea is great, too. So with that tea, like, so you drink your tea in the morning, and then what?
Go about to them.
How do you eat your meals?
Well, I'm not on a, I do not run on a schedule as my meals are concerned, because I try to deny myself, like, for the first part of the day, and I find that I am not hungry, and I, you know, try to deny myself for the first part of the day. And then in the afternoon, usually if I'm making a dinner, I have dinner, and I feel that I don't need another meal for the rest of the evening or the night. I just, you know, maybe a lot of time I feel like I am thirsty, and I do drink water, and I have a drink, and I drink the alkaline water. And I also sometimes, I know the pure water is good for you, but there's also sometimes I put, it's like a hydration package in the water that contains electric lights, and it's like multiple vitamins or something that I just add to the water sometimes. And I feel like I don't need another meal for the rest of the day.
So are you? So you're fasting basically half of the day. Are you doing this? You're denying yourself. You're not fasting.
No, not fasting, but denying myself of food. You know. Even if I have something to drink, sometimes I feel like I need something hot to drink.
Okay.
You know, like a hot tea, or sometimes I would even do a cup of hot water with a couple of tablespoons of apple cider vinegar and maybe a tablespoon of good honey.
Okay.
And I'm fine. I mean, I don't feel hungry or anything.
How long have you been doing this?
On and off. I do it on and off. You know, sometimes I would do it for like a few months, and I might, you know, eat sometimes, make breakfast on the weekend for my husband or something like that. And then during the weekdays, I would go back, you know, not eating. Not so much as not eating, but just denying myself.
Okay. I mean,
yeah.
If it works for you, if you feel comfortable that way, like, what are you eating with your last meal, with your dinner? What kind of dinner are you eating?
It's not all kind of a good healthy meal, I would say that, because I did make ribs and cornbread.
Oh, that sounds good.
And coleslaw. I mean, coleslaw as a raw, you know, something raw.
I'm getting hungry.
Beans. So I did a raw cabbage mix.
Okay.
Oh,
Okay.
Yeah, I think that you know, a lot of people do that, Alicia, and I know that sometimes I used to do that. I used to deny myself part of the day. But every, like you said, it depends on how the person is comfortable, because by the end of the day, I was starving. I'm talking about ravenous. So I realized that I couldn't deny myself the first part of the day, because by the time I got to the end of the day, it was not good. So I had to, you know, do something, have me a smoothie, a green smoothie in the morning, you know, take some vitamins, drink a lot of water, and fill myself up. But so, yeah, we go.
Okay.
Listen, we appreciate you coming on. We're going to have you on another time. I think I'm going to bring you on a broadcast and just give you the whole broadcast, okay, so people can call in and ask questions. And, you know, we'll do that. Another day,
can
we appreciate
I just say
you.
One last thing.
Yeah.
One last thing. So back to this one meal, okay? I don't know if you're like you're doing it for. Well, you say you're. I don't know if you're doing it for like weight loss, or you just don't want to eat that much. But whenever you eat the less amount of food that you intake, the more weight you hold. You might lose weight because you're eating less, but then you might keep on the weight, if that makes sense, because the body holds on to what it has. It holds on to it.
The fat that's already there.
Well, Sister Anderson is slim and trim, so she ain't holding on to nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
She's slim and trim, but you know, that's from people like me. Now, my body is holding on to everything for me and Sister Anderson.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you, Alicia. We're gonna go ahead and move on with the other part of the broadcast. Listen, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna call you. We're gonna talk. We're gonna get you on the broadcast for an entire broadcast. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Having
thanks,
me, everybody.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
Thanks a lot for coming.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Living long and healthy and well and joyfully. This is the will of God. This is the will of the Father for his people. As we start on this road to living long, healthy, free, prosperous, and joyful lives, and living our full measure of our time that God intended for us to live long. But living long, not just living with grief and sorrow and affliction, this is why whenever Jesus in the 10th chapter give us an idea what the will of the Father is, 10 and 38, Jesus went everywhere healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil, because he revealed the will of the Father. He went everywhere healing all that was sick and oppressed. I mean, whether the oppression was in the body or mind or whatever, he came to set the captive free. Now, I have found some interesting principle that I practiced, experimented over the years. What I have found out. That's why I asked about the three meals. This is a Western concept. Concepts different from other people, other parts of the world, and Western, you know, this three meals and the meals depends on the quality and the quantity and quality. Now,
right?
I believe, from my experiment, that leaving your stomach empty and just drinking some pure water or herbal tea, cleansing tea, is to your better benefit. That's what I experimented and I've learned from some other people. Leaving your stomach and therefore abstaining or abstinence, or in some areas say fasting or denying yourself any solid substance in your body, gives your body to do two things: cleanse itself and heal itself, and gives your system a chance to continually rest. Now, the breakfast is the thing that God ordered in the natural order of your thing, of your life. This is why in America, when you get up in the morning, you're either going to break the fast, because from 6 o'clock to the 6 o'clock, your stomach is supposed to be empty. And it gives a chance to your body to cleanse itself, digest the food, and give a rest period. Now, we know that a lot of people don't give their body or their system any chance to rest. It's working all night long, trying to get rid of the food, trying to digest the food. It's just working overtime. So that's why when you wake up in the morning, you feel like you've been wrestling with a bear. And he says,
exactly. That's funny. You say that, brother. You know what? I noticed that when I would eat after a certain time, I would have a terrible sleep. I mean, my sleep would be terrible. And then I would wake up, my back would be achy, my front would be achy, everything would be achy. And, you know, I tried that. What you guys are talking about is called intermittent fasting. It's a term that they gave it. We call it a denial, but it's called intermittent fasting. And I tried it, and I used to feel great. I used to feel great. I would wake up in the morning.
Yes.
I would drink coffee sometime, but I would drink tea.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would last till about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But then
all of a sudden,
I would get hungry.
Yes. But we'll get to the part where the craving comes. So that's you know what that is? That's craving or habit hunger. That's not real. That's habit. You have created a habit and a craving habit. So every time that day you say, I'm hungry. No, you ain't hungry. No. You ain't hungry. That's not real hunger. You have no need. That's craving. That's habit craving. That's not hunger. But we call it, I'm hungry. Well, I'm craving for some food. What do I crave? Oh, I think I want me a 7-Up. I want me a pill. That's craving. And that's what Americans are locked into in our culture. Now, I want to say this. Leaving your stomach empty, I know this goes against some people, so I have no problem with that. Whatever comfortable for you. But I have found the natural law, even the God's law, keeping your stomach, giving your system a chance to cleanse itself. Listen, when you eat, through the night or through the evening, you remember, your body got to get rid of that stuff. It don't go to sleep just because you go to sleep.
Yeah. Amen.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You figuring out, why am I wrestling like I'm wrestling with a bear? somebody, I feel, I don't, in the morning I'm wore out, act like I ain't got no sleep. What's going on here? I think I need 4 more hours. 5 more hours.
Like you've been beat up.
Yeah. And here's your sleep is not rest. See, sleep is not necessary rest.
Amen. That's true.
Most people don't know the difference. Sleep is not necessary rest.
Yep.
That's what your body and mind tells you during the night, that you're not what? Balancedly rest. Because in your mind, when you're worried, you wrestle all night, or your body is trying to get rid of all that excess stuff, and it's working all night while you're trying to rest. And your body says, give me a break, will you? Give me a break. Don't you think I need a little rest in between 12 hours? Well, I got to eat, you know, to live. No, you got to eat to get out of here.
Brother Lee, I want to welcome on Sister Helen. Sister Helen has joined us, by the way.
Yeah. God bless you.
Okay. Hello, Sister. We're going to charge you for being late. How much should we charge you?
Oh, you know what? I've been listening from the beginning.
We're going to have to give you a fine here. Put a fine on her, Sister Anderson. What are you going to fine for coming in late, you know? I mean, you come in the traffic light, don't say green, and you just sitting there, and it's green and red, yellow, and you're free. We got to find you, sister. Welcome, sister.
All right. All right.
Right.
Hallelujah. Now, I found out this law about spiritual fasting, which we'll talk a program talking about, how does spiritual denial affects the physical and the emotions? And what's the difference between just abstaining just to lose weight? And what's the difference between denying your body and your mind to get closer to God? Now, they are, one affects the physical and the emotional, mental. The other one affects all three of your parts of your life. Now, abstinence, or we call denying yourself or fasting, or not denying yourself, and fasting is denying yourself not only physical. The fasting of God is not just physical alone. It's a spiritual denying your mind and your emotions, the things that normally brings you pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That means you turn your mind away and from all of this and all the things that are attracting you, Lord, and you turn your mind totally upon Christ, as well as deny yourself food or water, whatever you're denying yourself of. That's called a complete fast. Now, if you leave your stomach empty in the morning, people can try this.
Mm-hmm.
And the first part you break up, and don't break the fast too early.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. Don't break the fast. Don't put no solid food, unless maybe some people got medical conditions and something like that, so I'm not going to tell them not to go against that. But normally, don't put any solid food or any fried, and by all means, don't put no milk in your stomach early in the morning. Don't put no dairy products in your stomach. Now, I'm not telling you can't get dairy if that's what you want to drink, but I'm saying don't do it in the morning. Don't put any solid food in your body. If you're going through a sickness, a little soup, stuff like that. Say you want to drink a pure glass of apple juice or grape juice. Make sure it's not that processed stuff. But mostly put water, purified or alkaline water, and you can warm it. If it's warm, it's better for you. Because real cold water is not good for your system, real cold water.
Amen.
Okay? And over hot food is not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come from the South, they say, eat it while it's hot, and it be scorching your tongue. Come, boy, eat this stuff. It's hot. No. Let it cool off. And they believe in eating over hot food in the South. But if you let it come temperature down, instead of burning your tongue, that means you ain't supposed to eat it. Soon as you put that hot in your stomach, it's scorching you. Eat it. Well, it's good. No, that ain't good. No, that ain't good. That's not good. So I would say put some herbal tea, some good peppermint or spearmint or whatever, and if you want to put some lemon in it or a little natural honey in it, that's okay early in the morning. No solid food for the first 4 or 5 hours, okay? Yeah. Now, it's better that you drink pure water, clean water. That's one of the things that killing people, they don't drink enough pure, clean, alkaline water. That is the key, one of the keys to health. That is the key. Mm-hmm. One of the major keys, pure spring or alkaline water to get rid of the acidity, the poison. Now, we die from the poison and toxin in our colon that's never escaped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now,
Right. Did
you get that?
Mm-hmm.
I said people bring affliction, cancer, tumors, because their body don't give a chance to cleanse itself in the intestine and colon. That stuff been packed in there for years, and it turns into all kind of stuff in your bloodstream, and you wind up, why are these people getting all that? First thing, the unprocessed, undigested food that's locked in your colon and in your intestine. That's the first thing you got to cleanse. Before you start taking vitamins and all this, you got to cleanse your body from the toxins.
That's called mental.
So, okay, I don't said enough on the first part. I can't take it all. Okay, you all go ahead on now. So I don't say, made a point, my point. By the way, when the Lord said eat, when he's mostly talking about not only the leaves or the root, he's talking about the fruit. Eat every herbal thing. That means every good vegetable or fruit is for your healing. It's for your healing. Hallelujah. Yeah. That means there's life in certain fruits because originally man was made to eat, not meat. Only after your teeth was, look at your teeth. Your teeth was not made for flush.
Amen.
Well, you don't believe that. Well, look at the lion and the tiger. Look at that teeth. That teeth was made, but the human teeth is not made for be tearing flesh.
Amen.
Okay. I took all, I said that. So, okay.
Amen.
All right.
You tell me too, brother, but I'm going to tell you, it's not a popular thing to tell people not to eat meat. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I'm not trying to eat it. I'm just telling you what your teeth were not originally in the flesh was not made for.
I know. And you know what? I heard that. I was watching an interview. You know, I studied the different doctors who believe one way or the other. And this one doctor say, if you look at the teeth of a gorilla, the gorilla is one of the biggest animals in the jungle, but you don't see them eating meat.
Nope.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Nope. The
elephant don't eat meat. And they will crush you.
I'm not. He leaves and buries all day long. All day long. I said, don't you get tired of that diet?
They don't get tired. So people that say they need to live or they need. What about the protein? Plenty of protein in vegetables. Plenty of protein in leaves, green leaves, and nuts.
And the berries, the nuts, and all those stuff carry a lot of protein. And I'm not saying you should not eat meat. If you're going to eat it, make it a small amount in moderation. The Bible teaches moderation. Moderation. If you're going to take this, at least do it moderately. Okay?
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Stella.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Amen.
That's Sister Stella.
Oh, we got a long lost wolf? Somebody from a long lost Australia done join us? Hello, Sister.
I've decided to go vegan myself.
Okay, brother.
That may be good for you. I went on just fruit. Thomas Crockett, Elder Crockett's son. The angel or somebody spoke to him when he was about 9 or 10 years and said, tell the church people to go on a fruit fast. No, he said, tell your daddy to go on a fruit fast. And if the church people want to go, he didn't try to make, he said, if they want to go on a fruit fast for a week. So when Thomas said the Lord tell his daddy to tell him go on the fruit. And so when all that whole week, I just ate fruit, watermelons, cantaloupe. It was summertime. I just ate. And when I got all week just eating watermelon fruits and that, all the kinks went out of my joints. A little kink all of my knees. I, after 7 days, man, the stuff just, they act like they were renewed or something. You know, like they had gave a new life or something. Oh.
Amen. Actually, everything that we need to sustain life is in fruits and vegetables and nuts. It's in it.
Yes.
Yes.
Get in there.
And that was a study done as different fruits and what they what part of the body that they are good for. Like the oranges are good for the breath, grapes for the lungs. Figs good for the men's scrotum. Avocados are good for the eyes, and you can get your protein from. They said the best nut for you to eat is an almond, where you get your protein.
A lot
of people don't know that. Which I do like a Brazil nut, but Brazil nuts have lots of chelidium in it, and if you eat too many, it will take out your hair.
Oh.
And it's also an oily nut. So everything that we really do need, it will sustain us, the fruit and the vegetables, and even coconut oil is good for you.
Now,
I think Uncle Helen was trying to say something, brother. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, because I was just going to say that I know that when the Lord laid it up on my heart to, you know, to sustain from the meat, and I sustained from the meat for over a year. And, you know, and I had, like, nuts and fruits and vegetables and even vegetables that, you know, that I really didn't like, but I grew to like them, you know. And you can, and like Brother Lee was saying, you can tell the difference even in your joint. You can even tell the difference even in your stool. And you can tell even when you beginning to create a healthy colon and a healthy gut. You know, you can, and it will just tell you, your intestine will just tell you, you know, like when they're beginning to get healthy and to clean itself, they begin to talk to you. It's not that you're hungry, but they talk to you to let you know, you know that I am healthy and that everything is going through according to the way that it was designed, you know, to go through.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing because, you know, if you really pay attention to the Lord sometimes, he will have you doing things and you know that it's the Lord and you have to do this thing because he even had me like no food until like 2 o'clock. Nothing after 6 o'clock. And I would get my water in and my mint tea and all of that different stuff in. I would get all of that in. You know, like early, you know, like in the morning. And then even though I would have like alkaline water or something like that, I still would take and send it through, you know, for extra purify, you know, to, you know, purify that water, you know, extra. And you know what? And the Lord, he will lead you. He will teach you and direct you in the way to eat. Because when I was having that problem body one time, I didn't know anything about no aloe vera juice, but the Lord, he spoke that to me, and he told me aloe vera juice and unsweetened fruit juices, and I'm telling you, and that, and through my obedience, you know, the Lord, he healed me, and he delivered me from that issue that was going on in my body, and he will do that.
Amen.
He will.
Amen. Wow.
He will teach us how to eat.
Yes, he will.
You mean me tell me the Lord can heal you with more than one way he can heal you? Because Christians need to hear this, that the Lord God has a plan to heal you, not just alone by prayer and faith, which is the higher way, but he has other ways to bring health and healing to you also. And what program we're going to talk about the four means
the Lord has provided for your health and healing, four means that he has given for all people. And we're grateful that the Lord didn't just design one way to bring us health, because then a lot of people would be left out. So the Lord designed for all people, whether they're saved, sanctified, or just people in general, laws concerning health and healing. Now,
amen. Brother Lee, really quick, listen. I just want to invite Sister Mary Gillespie on. God bless you, Sister Mary.
God bless you. I just called to let you know I have enjoyed the program. And I have a testimony to about fasting. You know, when you fast and everything, I have fasted for a week. And you can tell the difference in your body and everything around about the third day, and all you drinking is water and maybe some grape juice, maybe, you know, that don't have no sugar added to it, you know, good grape juice. And you can tell, even in your food, you know, that your body is cleansing itself. And you feel great, you know. And the Lord had gave me, because I asked the Lord, I said, you know one thing? I say, I don't eat that much. I say, and I want to know why this weight won't go away. And he said to me, he says, do not eat anything after 6 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And he says, you eat no sugar, you know. Mm-hmm. And he just laid it on the line about what you should eat, you know. No sugar, no this, no that, and, you know, and eat half of what you regularly eat when you go by. Like, you know, you got too much on your plate. Eat half of that, you know. And so this is true. You're not supposed to eat past 6 o'clock because then your food have to digest in your body and everything, you know. And this is a blessing, you know. It really is. Yeah. And if ever I can drink a lot of water like my little old nephew over there, all of that water he drank, I know I will be even better. You know. But my God, he drinks a lot of water. But I'm trying to get there.
Yes. Amen. Glad to hear from you, sister.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
And so
I invite you on the prayer line while I'm here. You know, we prayed that whole year, you know, and everything. And
how
the Lord blessed and how the Lord blessed and everything. Well, we have a prayer line going from at 9 o'clock, and the Lord has truly been blessing and everything. You know, I say, all the saints, all the hookup, you know, and crowd and be ready to stand in the gap. You know, and make up the
Yes. Send the PIN number. Be sure to send the PIN number again out so everyone can get it. A PIN number about the prayer.
Okay.
The PIN. Okay.
Okay.
And the telephone number so everyone to be aware of it, and the PIN number and the time. Okay. Listen. When we want to live and have life, and have life free from the grief of affliction that came upon the Egyptian and the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And he said, Israel, I don't want these things to come upon you. I don't want these things to be a part of your life. And he named the spiritual things, and he named the social things, and he named the food things, and he named about the nutrition.
and he named the laws about love. And he gave Israel all these laws that they might live. He said, I don't want you to eat. This is forbidden for you to consume. You look in the 12th chapter of Leviticus, he gave him a whole nutrition law. I don't have to go to the doctor of nutrition to get no law about what I should eat. He, the Bible already tell us. I don't have to go get no menu. He tells us right in the scriptures. He gave Israel the best nutritional. He gave them the best nutrition, came straight from his mouth, from his revelation. This you are to eat and not to eat. You are your 6 o'clock in the evening, the Lord gave me, he said, your body after 6 o'clock, like in the evening, from 12 to 12, no food, no, just if you want liquid or water, no food, no solid food. And America, of course, we know, you know, America, they, hey, I got to have something. I mean, somebody calling me and say, I need some stuff down here. You know, so, and this is what's part of our problem that creates bondage and affliction.
Yeah.
And creates disease and our immune system and our power. You know, your body is trying to get rid of stuff that haven't got rid. You know, you can't digest certain things. Certain foods are almost hard to digest, you know that? And then they're still in your body after 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did you know that? 10 years down in your intestinal, and what do you think that after 10 years, this stuff in your intestine and colon, what did it turn into?
Modified. Mm-hmm. Yep. Amen. Mm-hmm.
So, everyone I bet, start off drinking some pure filtered water, alkaline water, spring water, any good water. Start drinking a lot of water and some herbal tea and start eating a piece of fruit every day. Just start, you know, eating the apple. The Lord, you know how the Lord did? He began to show me by the power that was in the apple. And you know, we get so sanctified, we miss things. We're so heavenly minded, we miss things that can help us on the earth. And the Lord deal with you if you'll listen. If you'll listen, now, if you'll listen. But if you don't listen, oh, I don't need all that. I'm saved. I don't have to do that. Well, why is it that saint and sinners go to the same doctor and he give them the same diagnosis?
Sure,
you got to quit eating this. You got to quit eating this. He don't know whether you're saved, you're sanctified. But he tell you, oh, no, you got to cut off that pork. You got to cut out the food. You got to cut off that salt. He tell the saint and sinner the same thing because you're having the same problem. And that's why you went to the doctor. And he says, you are too much salt in your system. And you got to cut back the sugar here and no fried food. And you've got to cut that pork down. And why is it always most doctors pinpoint that pork? See, people don't want to get down. We don't want to get down to the real root thing. He said, cut the swine. He don't call it a swine. He said, you got to cut that pork out now. You got to cut some. And you got to just, you know, kind of just a little bit of it, you know. And, do you know the Bible says something about the swine?
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff is eating too much swine and red meat too much.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get an amen, an old man.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
I have lived this stuff, and I know it to be real. But when I began to cleanse myself through prayer and fasting, and doing one meal a day, I did it for a year. I didn't eat a meat. I just wanted to see. I went on a meatless abstinence for a year. I cannot tell you the benefits. It would take the whole show.
Yes.
First of all, I want to see could I do it. my stomach challenged me. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do no meat. You can't do that. You'll kill yourself. You feel like you're dying or something. You can't do that.
Nope. You can do it. Amen.
Yeah.
I know you can.
Now I can do it. I did it.
Yeah.
And when I when I begin to eat meat again, I'm not, people don't misunderstand, I'm not saying you can't eat some meat, I'm not saying that. But when I began to put the first taste of meat back in my ear, it was the nastiest thing in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I put that first bite after a year, almost a year, man, that was the nastiest stuff I ever tasted. When I put that meat in my back in my mouth, I said, goodness, well, why did I start eating this stuff again? So, amen.
Yeah.
So cut your meat intake out. And guard mm-hmm. where you buy your meat. Make sure where you buy your meat. Very careful where you buy meat at. Very careful.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. How much time we got, brother? How much time?
We got about 9 minutes, brother. 9 minutes.
Okay. All of this 9 minutes belongs to the sisters. The 9 minutes belong to the sisters. Your hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Stella, would you like to add anything?
Oh, I just thank the Lord for, you know, being on the line today, and I really enjoyed about eating healthy and everything, and I thank the Lord he blessed me that I could live in the country. So the Lord blessed me this year to. I got a little small garden, and I put organic fertilizer in it, and I got tomatoes, and I have pepper, I have okra, I have squash, and I have collard greens, and I planted a few pumpkins. And so
okay.
Amen.
Yeah. Excellent.
And I thank the Lord for that. And he also mm-hmm. blessed me with water. I have a well. It's not the
goodness
common water.
Gracious.
They had to dig this well. And so I got well water. And I thank the Lord for that also. You know,
yes, sir. Give me some of that well water. Give me some of that well water, sister. Give me away from this. I don't want this cursed city water. Give me some of that well water.
Amen. Thank you,
Jesus. Yeah, I also have a garden, and my squash is coming on, and my tomatoes, and my peppers, and I even planted pumpkins, and I planted sunflower seeds, you know, and I just thank the Lord for, you know, just how he allowed everything to just bloom out beautifully, and he blessed me. I have a big pear tree out back. You know, I just thank the Lord allowed us to even be able to live, you know, in this area. And then, you know, that you, just like if I want to, I can just walk right down the path and just go out there and pick me some blackberries, you know, different things like that. And you can just make your apple cobbler, peach cobbler, you know, just different things that he has, you know, like in the area. You know, and you don't have to worry about no chemicals and pesticides and all of that, you know, to have got, you know, to your fruits and things. So I just thank the Lord, you know, for that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Live long. Amen. Live long. Prosper. Be in health, even as your soul prosper is the will of God. Without grief and sorrow, these are the benefits of the redemptive Christ. And we'll continue to be talking about this on others. We'll be talking about health and healing and life, that what God intended for us. And we hope, saints, that you'll be listening in, that it'll be a benefit to you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Also, remember Libby, she's in the hospital, and they ran all kind of tests on her, and she had a blood clot to hit her lung. And the doctor said that he believed that at some time or another that she had pneumonia, and that you know, that he could see that pocket that is over there up under her rib, and so they go keep her in there. He said because he needs to keep a watch on that pocket because she don't have any blood flow, you know, going through there. And so I talked to her later on this evening, and, you know, she seemed to have been doing some better. They had to give her some medicine to burst the blood clots up, and then they started an IV, you know, to cause the blood clot to pass, and then they had to start her on an antibiotic. So they wouldn't let me see her or anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yes, definitely would remember her. Remember Brother Nate and the loss of his mother and his family. And Sister Tracy Bell, she lost her sister there yesterday. She has a sister in Florida that passed away. So, you know, so remember these families and different ones, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Amen. Well, I just want to say that I just thank and I praise the Lord. And Sister Tracy have been on my heart. I sent her a card last week. Just last week I sent it to her, let her know that I have been thinking about and praying for her. And last week or week before, when Libby went to the hospital, you know, I told my husband that I felt that Libby had pneumonia.
Yeah.
She did, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we have been really praying for her. We've been praying for
her. Amen.
Yeah, she's been on my heart for the last 2 months, 2.5
yeah.
months, and then back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. My concern about her. And so when the Lord put it on your heart, so continue to remember people when they lay on your heart.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. You remember this Nawasha, Greenwell, and Mike. Many people are afflicted with many things. So let's, in our fast and our intercession, remember them because they need our prayers.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
You want to give the last invitation as we go out, brother, to anyone to make a decision for Christ, the most important decision about your train ticket, prepare to go to heaven to be with the Lord, get your train ticket stamped, sealed in Jesus Christ. Today, the blood of Christ, he died, he suffered for you, and he redeemed us from the curse of sin. So the day you can make a decision, said, Lord, I see the need that I'm cut off from the presence of God. I'm cut off in sin, in nature of sin, and I'm making my decision today. And said, Lord Jesus, come into my life, deliver me, redeem me. I put my trust in you as my Savior, and I yield my life to you. Come live your life in me and redeem me from the curse of sin and death. I thank you, Jesus, and dwell in me and move in me, and I put my trust in you today as my Lord and my Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, folks, there you have it. If you prayed that prayer, congratulations. We welcome you into the kingdom of the Most High God. Make sure you pray. Ask God to show you to a Bible-teaching, Bible preaching, believing church that you can go to and be taught the very word of God. We've been here on a live broadcast with Brother Lee, Eddie Lee, and the Handmaidens. I'd like to thank Sister Stella, Sister Helen, and Sister Anderson for joining us. And, of course, our special guest, Sister Alicia, for joining us. We will see you tomorrow morning. Brother Tom Lyon, he'll be on tomorrow morning with a teaching on the old prophets and understanding how to interpret scripture. And, of course, we'll be back on Monday night for Open Line with all the brothers on the line. For Brother Lee, myself, Sister Helen, Sister Stella, and Sister Anderson, I'm Brother Manny. Thank God for you. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer. God bless you.
Amen.
Love you.
God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Feeling in this room. break, tear down every lie, set the wrong thing right.